Hey there, it's Brenda here. Are you ready to take charge of your life and design the future you've always dreamed of? Well, mark your calendar because I've got something special coming your way. I'm hosting a free live masterclass called Design Your Dream Life. It's happening on Tuesday, April 23rd at 12 noon Eastern Time. And yes, you heard me right, it's absolutely free. During this exclusive event, I'm going to walk you through my step-by-step roadmap that you can use to craft a life that fills you with joy, purpose, and fulfillment. From figuring out how to get what you really want, to creating an action plan, to dealing with the inevitable resistance and self-doubt that comes up along the way, I've got you covered. So whether you're feeling stuck in a rut, or you're simply craving a change, then this masterclass is for you. Don't miss out on this opportunity. I've poured so much love into designing this, and I can't wait to share it with you. So if you're ready to take the first steps toward your dream life, sign up now using the link in the show notes, or head over to Instagram and send me a DM, and I'll send you all the info. Seize this opportunity where you can create a future where you truly flourish. Hello, and welcome to the She Flourishes podcast, a weekly soul-stirring conversation that lifts you out of the funk and into the flourishing life so you can live life as the best version of you. I'm your host, Brenda Jasmine. For the past 11 years, I've been coaching women and leading personal development workshops as a speaker and mindset coach. She Flourishes is an extension of those workshops and conversations and is designed to help you create the flourishing life that you were meant to live. Let's get started. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of She Flourishes. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, which is all about making your dreams come true. And today I'm going to be talking about how do you figure out what your dreams even are? How do you figure out what you want? And we're also going to talk about 8 different tips for finding out what your dreams are and making them come true. And I was inspired to talk about this today because I was looking back at some old journals I had, and a couple of episodes, I did a whole episode on the art and the practice of journaling. And so I was actually looking at this old journal I had from 10 years ago, and I actually was writing about this dream I had, which was to run workshops for women and I'd actually gone out for the very first time to visit this venue called the Joshua Creek Heritage Arts Center. And this was back in 2014. And I had written in my journal that I'd gone out to meet them and I had this dream of running workshops, running ongoing sessions for women on making their dreams come true, on setting goals, on, you know, personal development. And what was fascinating about this is I did go on to make that dream come true. But when I was writing about this, it was October of 2014. And I didn't actually run my first session at that venue until September of 2017. So 3 years later. You know, it's interesting because I'm realizing, and I know a lot of my listeners are women who are age 40 plus. I know, like, there comes a time, like, I don't know, when you're younger, you sort of think, oh, I've got all the time in the world to make my dreams come true and to go after my goals. And I don't know, sometimes when I talk to 20 somethings, they feel that way too, that they're running out of time. But I really feel more than ever before that, you know, the clock is ticking. Like, if I want to do certain things, I need to, you know, get serious. I need to actually go after those dreams and really, you know, figure out what they are and go after them. And, you know, I never want you to think it's too late. I don't say that to make you feel that, you know, time is running out. I mean, there's people in their 80s and 90s, right, that are still setting goals and making dreams come true. And I think my Auntie Betty comes to mind. I did an episode with her. She was the world's, in the Guinness Book of World Records, for being the oldest woman to do something called wing walking, where she stands on top of airplanes. And so, I mean, it's never too late to go after your goals. However, if there is a dream in your heart and something you really want to do, maybe you're feeling a little bit like me, where it's like, okay, you know, I've said there's some things I want to do and I still haven't done them. And so I hope today, what I want to do is talk to you about giving yourself permission to, you know, think about what your goals and dreams are and to look at some ideas and some ways of going after them. So let's dive into the topic. And I also want to let you know that I don't know, I've mentioned a couple times that I was certified as a life coach. I have a couple of life coaching certifications. And my first life coaching certification I received in 2011 with Barbara Sher. And she was my mentor. I worked with her for over a year, being certified in her methodology. And she's considered the godmother of life coaching. So she started life coaching and writing books on personal development back in the 70s. And so that was a big dream of mine come true when I got to work with her and be one of the first people she certified in her coaching methodology. And a lot of what I'm going to be sharing with you today is its roots are in what I learned from Barbara Sher. And she actually has written a book that and she's since passed away in 2020 at the age of 84. She passed away. And since then, I realized there was a book she'd written that I didn't even know was written. And I just purchased it earlier this year. And it's called The Best Advice I Ever Gave. And so some of what I'm sharing here today, it's kind of a compilation of some of the different tips that she shared as well as my own experiences that I'm going to share with you today. 8 different tips on how to figure out what your dreams are and make them come true. And so I want to start too by saying that, you know, we often think we don't have dreams. We think, you know, we don't know what they are. And part of the reason for that is that we don't see them because we don't even give ourselves permission to want certain things. And so tip number one is actually to give yourself permission to dream. Give yourself permission to ask yourself, what do I want? And to know that it's okay to start searching for what you love to do and what you really want. I listened to a TED Talk with Rita Wilson recently, and she talked about how she had never asked herself the question, what do you want? And it wasn't until she heard Oprah being interviewed by someone who was saying, Oprah, you know, look at all these things you've achieved. How have you achieved all of this? And this was back in 2005, this interview. And Oprah said, I know what it is that I want. And when you know what you want, you can take the steps that you need. And Rita Wilson realized that she, you know, thought, well, I have a good life. Like, do I really need to ask myself, what do I want? And she hadn't. So she gave herself permission. And she said to herself, what if I could want something? What would it be? She's actually done a whole TED Talk about this. I want you to think about that question. You know, if you could want something, and right now I'm giving you permission, if you need a permission slip, I am handing it to you right now. You can want something. So what is it? What is it that you want? And to know that it's okay. And sometimes, you know, as women, we think, you know, we need to be thinking about what our kids want and what our partners want and what our boss wants, or, you know, whatever it is, or what our parents, you know, often we're even still thinking about what our parents wanted for us. And maybe we haven't fully given ourselves permission to ask what is it that we truly want? So that's tip number one, is give yourself permission to dream. And then the second tip is to find out what your dreams are. That's the next question I often get. Like, so some people say, like, I don't even know what I want. So part of it is they haven't asked themselves. And part of it is that those dreams, they don't see them because they haven't even, they've written them off before they've even given themselves a chance to think about it. So in order to find your dreams, what I recommend you do is that you write a list of all the things you enjoy. And so what you want to do is write a list of, and if you can start out even by writing a list of, I mean, write as many as you want, but I would challenge you to try and write 20 things that you enjoy. And notice I'm not saying write down 20 things you love, because sometimes that's too big of a stretch for people. So just think of anything you've ever enjoyed, even anything that has sounded interesting to you, or something that seems like it would be fun or appealing. And just notice and name all the things that you enjoy most, and write this in a list. And then once you've got a list, then, and this part's from Barbara Scher, where what you do is you go through that list and rank, or give them a score between 0 and 10, with 0 being, you know, you find that activity boring, and 10 that activity is pure heaven to you. And so go through, and she calls them happiness levels. So how happy does it make you to do that activity? Or imagine, you know, how happy you think it would make you to do that activity. And then go through the list, and anything that had 4 or less, just cross those out. And anything that's 7, that you scored a 7 and up. So anything that was 7 or greater for your happiness level, then those are the ones I want you to pay attention to. And even the ones in the middle, you know, don't worry too much about those. It's really the ones that you've scored 7, 8, 9, or 10. Those are the ones that I really want you to pay attention to, because those will give you some clues. So what you really want to do when you're looking at this list is it's giving you clues into the things that you want in your life. And the thing about the things you enjoy and the things that you like is that is nature's way of telling you, you know, what you're gifted at or what your dreams are. And it's the things that we enjoy that give us those breadcrumbs or those clues, those indicators. And it's really our feelings that are the test. So, you know, when you're doing these different things, like, pay attention to how you feel when you're doing them. And if they make you feel happy, then that is a really strong clue that that is something that is something that you are most likely gifted at, something that you have an affinity for. And even if you don't have training in it, just the fact that you, something is telling you that it's of interest to you, you need to pay attention to that. It's really, really important to pay attention. The third thing is, and I'm bringing this one up as the third thing, because what happens is we start editing our list. So tip number 3 is don't get practical too soon. So, you know, when you write, for instance, when you're learning how to write, or you're writing something, whether it's a blog post or an essay or something, they say, just write, don't edit when you're writing, because you start censoring yourself too soon. So you need to write, and then you go back and edit. And we do the same thing with our dreams and with our goals and our desires, is we start editing, and we sometimes don't even write it down on the page. We'll say to ourselves, oh, that's silly, or, you know, that doesn't make sense, or I could never make money at that. I shouldn't want that. You know, that's silly or frivolous. And so we edit ourselves, or we censor ourselves. And one of the fastest ways to sabotage the exploration of your gifts and talents and the things you enjoy is to get too practical too soon. So just don't get too practical. Just let yourself dream, let yourself fantasize a little bit about the different things that you really love to do and the things that you enjoy doing. And this one, next one, also links to that. And that tip number 4 is to quiet your inner and outer critics. And so part of that, getting practical too soon, that is you have that inner critic, right? You have that judgment that's telling yourself, oh, I can't want that, or that's silly to write down. You know, I don't, you know, that I think it looks like it would be fun to play the guitar. Like, how silly is that? I don't even have a guitar, right? And so we might censor ourselves or edit or have that critic or that critic that says, oh, you could never make money at that, or, you know, that's silly to want that. You don't have the credentials to do that. So we need to make sure that we're really quieting that. And that's just the part of ourself that's protecting us. And so just to notice if that's there and just say, it's okay, I'm not doing anything just yet. I'm just writing it on a list. And that's for your inner critic. And then for your outer critic, so people outside of yourself, you want to be really careful who you talk to about this, because there are some people, and even if they're well-meaning, they can be dream stealers or dream crushers and dream thieves, you know, people who they might say to you, you know, like, who would hire you to do that? Or you don't have the right qualifications to do that. Or, you know, another one that people often say is, you know, if it was so easy, everybody would be doing it. So take note and be really careful what you're saying to yourself, and be really careful who you talk to about the different dreams and the different ideas that you have. And I want to just make a note about money here, because I know that often will come up, whether it's you yourself saying, oh, I could never make money at that, or someone else saying that to you. And what I want to say is, with our dreams, not every dream is going to make us money. And that's a very North American thing to think that, okay, like, you know, find what you love to do and your, you know, your passion and your purpose, and that's going to be the thing that you make money at. And I mean, it's really great when that happens and if you can make money at it. But sometimes your goals and dreams aren't the big money maker. Like, you might have a job that brings in the money, but then this is something that you do on the side, or it's a hobby, or, you know, something else in your life. So I want you to keep in mind that, and sometimes even at first glance, you think it's something that might not make you money, but actually the more you look into it, you start to realize, oh, actually people do want to pay me to decorate those cakes that I love to decorate. So, you know, you just never know where it can lead. But please don't think that your dream, like, this has to be a goal that is linked to money. And another thing when it comes to money, if you would like it to be part of your career, is maybe you come up with, you know, a few different ways, like three or four different ways of bringing in money. And one of them involves doing what you love. And then there's other ways that you bring in money. Or, you know, I always remember the example of, you know, if somebody wants to be a poet and write poetry, then, you know, often, you know, they may not make money right away or ever. And so what you need to do is maybe get a job that isn't toxic, that isn't completely draining, so, and that pays your bills. And so that in the evenings, you still have the energy to write your poetry and do those things that you love. Or you start, you know, with a side hustle. You start, you know, doing something on the side until eventually maybe it can replace your income. So I just want to make a note about that, because I know money often comes up in these conversations as well. Tip number five is, and this one is very close to my heart, and this is not to wait until you have more time. And so a lot of people will say, I'm going to wait until I retire to do this. And if you've been following me for a while now, you will have heard me talk about the fact that my dad died suddenly of a massive heart attack 2 weeks after his 65th birthday, not long after, like, when he was supposed to be retiring. And the good news is that he didn't wait until he retired to do all the things he wanted to do. And so the blessing is that he didn't wait. And so when I hear people talk about their job like it's a life sentence and that they have to put all their dreams on hold until they retire, it breaks my heart, because even if you need to keep your job until you retire, there's still things you can do. You can still find ways to infuse your dreams into your life, even if it is a hobby, or even if you're just doing a little bit of what you love each day outside of the work that you do. And one thing to think about too is, you know, where do you want to be in 5 years from now? And if the answer to that is that you're exactly where you are now, and that's not where you want to be, then, you know, think about that. Like, how would you feel if the answer is, you know, I'm not doing anything differently than what I'm doing now? And if the answer is you don't feel good about that, then it's good to pay attention to that. Barbara Sharon, in that book I mentioned, she talks about this man who said, you know, I don't want to turn 55 without designing beautiful furniture. And so he, I think he was 50, and he was like, I don't want to wait until I'm, you know, I don't want to, you know, have turned 55 and I haven't done this. And so he started designing and creating furniture. And I know, right? Those numbers, like turning, whether it's, you know, 40 or 50 or 60 or, you know, whatever those numbers are for us, think about, you know, like, think about that next big birthday and like, what do you want to have accomplished? Don't wait. And again, it doesn't mean that you're quitting your job and you're moving to another city and you're, you know, throwing everything out, you're throwing out your current life. It can just mean that you start adding these little sprinkling these different activities and these dreams into your life, even if it's on the side. Tip number six is to determine what the elements or essentials are of your dream. And I love this whole idea. So what I'm talking about here is that when we have a dream, oftentimes, you know, we think, oh, it has to be this thing, like I'm going to be an actress and a celebrity, or I'm going to be speaking on big stages, or, you know, we have this, maybe a really, really big, audacious dream. And oftentimes, when we do that, well, one, we scare ourselves because it becomes so big, we get paralyzed. But it can also take a really long time to get there. And so one of the things to do is to look at the dream and think, what is at the heart of the dream? You know, what is the most essential part? So let's say you want to sing, you know, and you want to have your own album. Well, maybe sort of the nut of it, or the thing that the essential part of it that you really love, is picturing yourself singing in front of an audience. And it doesn't, you know, even matter how big that audience is, but you're singing at an audience. So maybe you start out by, you just invite a few friends over, or you know, go to a local, like an open mic night where they let people come up on the stage and sing a song, or maybe even start with karaoke. I don't know what it is, but look at, what are the essentials? What is the part about it that would really satisfy you? And even just look at those little elements and see if there's a way that you can incorporate that into your life. And I love, I don't know if you heard the speech, Taylor Swift, she was, when she won the Grammy this year for her album, she won Album of the Year. And she said in her acceptance speech, she said, I would love to tell you that this is the best moment of my life. But she then went on to say, actually, I feel this happy when I finish a song, when I crack the code to a bridge that I love, when I'm rehearsing with my dancers or my band, or getting ready to go to Tokyo. And she said the award is the work itself, and that she wants to keep being able to do what she loves to do. All she wants to do is to be able to keep doing the work. So I love that, because it's the whole idea, like, what for her, the essentials aren't that, you know, that vision of she's standing up and with the Grammy in her hand and winning the award. It's the essentials of it are all the things, right? When she's finishing the song, when she's rehearsing, when she's getting ready to go on tour, like those are the essentials. Those are the parts of the dream that she loves and that she wants to be able to keep doing. And I know I've heard people say, you know, fall in love with the details of it. Fall in love with all the little parts that you do. And or, you know, really know, like, what are the parts of it that mean the most to you? And instead of saying it has to look a certain way. So that's tip number six. Tip number seven is to start small. And so, you know, again, we don't have to, you know, throw everything out the window. And actually, I don't recommend you do that. I recommend you dip your toe into the water. Don't jump right in. There's this whole idea of, you know, try before you buy, rent before buying. I know when I tried out paddleboarding, I didn't buy a paddleboard right away. I rented a paddleboard a few times. I tried a friend's paddleboard before I actually bought my own. So try things out in a small and safe way. And it's really important, you know, as much as you might want to go in and, you know, tell your boss, you know, take this job and shove it or whatever, please don't do anything. Don't do anything rash. Don't burn any bridges or use up all your resources or sign anything big. Just decide to take a small step, a baby step, and just an action in the direction, because you may like it, you may not like it. So I tried paddleboarding and I loved it. Another thing I tried was snowboarding, and I rented a snowboard and I took some lessons. I didn't really like snowboarding. I decided to stick with skiing. And so imagine if I'd gone and bought all the gear and all the stuff, and I know I would have been selling it, or had a dusty a snowboard sitting in my garage or my basement. So definitely start small. I have an example of this too. So when I was, this was also actually 10 years ago. So one of the things when I was starting my business, so before I did start renting other venues, I started out actually running sessions in my basement, and I ran them with my friends, Binu Dinsa and Carolyn Hidalgo. And we ran these in my basement. They were these evenings that we called Girls Night In with a Twist, and they were called Super Soul Friday, kind of a play on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. And so we would sell tickets, and we had, you know, I don't know, I think about it was, we have this huge couch in my basement. So as many people that could fit in the basement. So I think about 25, 26 people we would have. And we would run these sessions, these personal development sessions in my house. And so, you know, that was a great way, as much as like I might have had this vision of, oh, I want to be on this big stage and doing all this work, starting small and also looking at, you know, what is the dream? The dream is, for me at the time, was, you know, being in front of people and sharing personal development workshops. And so that was a way to do it and to start small. So the final tip number 8, is don't go it alone. And Barbara Sher, one of her famous quotes is, isolation is the dream killer. And I think since the pandemic, I think there's a lot more people feeling really isolated. And when we're isolated, it's really easy for our thoughts to start running amok, right? That inner critic gets loud. And we start to think, you know, who do I think I am to think that I can do this or go after this dream? So that can happen. Or you think, oh, I'll get around to it. I'll do it later. Let's say you're trying to write a book. Well, unless you have someone that's, you know, waiting to see what you've written, or someone you can, you know, have as an accountability partner or coach, you're not really probably ever going to get around to doing it. So don't go it alone. Take a class, join a group, get a coach. Take some steps toward your dream every week and with someone else or with a group. And then you have that accountability. You have someone to bounce ideas off, and they get excited too. And you know, that's where you can find people that aren't the dream stealers. These are the people that will support you with your dream and give you ideas and give you connections and give you feedback. So that's the type of thing that we're looking for. So please don't go it alone. So many people are lonely and feel isolated. And if you really are serious about, I mean, I don't want to say serious because dreams are fun, but if you're committed and you really have that dream in your heart, you have something that you love to do, that you really want to do, doing it with someone, not going it alone, is crucial. It's really, really important that you have some support, and it'll happen faster. It usually is better. It's usually a lot more fun when you have other people that are part of it. And so those are my 8 essential tips for finding your dreams and making them come true. And in the spirit of this whole topic, I am going to be having something coming up in the next little while. You're going to hear some more about it. So if you are looking to do more around this area and you're looking for some support, stay tuned because I'm going to be doing something in the next little while that can help you to figure out what your dreams are and then make them come true. So here's to you going after your dreams. Please don't turn your back on your dreams. You are meant to do so many wonderful things in this world. And what you love is a clue. Keep in mind, what you love is a clue. It's a clue to your gifts and your talents and those things that really will make you feel fulfilled and will help you to flourish in your life. Thanks for listening to the She Flourishes podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to keep on creating the flourishing life you deserve. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend who would benefit from it. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you're listening. To learn more about how you can live a flourishing life, head over to brendajasmine.com or follow me on Instagram at _brendajasmine. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode. In the meantime, keep on sharing your gifts with the world. See you soon.